We're joined in the media center by current number one qualifier, Brittany Force. Brittany, you just ran a 3.720 at 319.52 miles per hour during the second qualifying session. You have a brand new team this year, and you guys have already had some success so far in qualifying and on race day. Talk about your mindset with that team so far.
My mindset just coming into the season, it just builds confidence going into the rest of the season and going after more wins and ultimately going after another championship with a whole new team, David Grubnick, Max Savage, and all my advanced auto parts boys. We already won one. We were runner-up in Vegas, and we've had a few number one qualifiers, and we're hoping to hang on to this number one qualifier going into the rest of the weekend. But that was a killer pass. Grubnick said, you know, it's going to do one or two things. It's either not going to make it or it's going to fly. And we put that, grabbed that number one spot. It moved around there a little bit, right at 800 feet, but hung on to the thing to the 1,000 foot, and we stayed number one.
Question.
Obviously, you know, we know what Grubby's like. He's not a big rah-rah guy. What's that like for you as a driver?
I love working with Grubnick. He's awesome. But he always wants to go number one, and he wants to win every single race, no matter what, no matter where we are. And that mindset, you know, you can't win them all, obviously. And coming off, you know, last weekend, I don't remember. Where were we last weekend?
Charlotte.
Okay. Yeah, so we you know, we got taken out early last weekend, but he wants to come out here. He wants to dominate. That's always how he's been, and I love working with him. He's, you know, we communicate really well. He's been behind the wheel in one of these things, and it's nice to be able to have those chats with him.
When he says something like, it's either going to go or it's going to go up in smoke kind of thing, what does that do to you? What's your thought process when you're going it then? Like, are you just hoping it sticks or what?
Well, I knew it was either going to blow the tires, you know, right off the hit, or it was going to get right down there and fly. But I was watching the cars out ahead of me, and, you know, they were moving around quite a bit down there at 800 feet. And it's dark track. It's hard to even see where that 1,000-foot marker is. I was looking for lights down there, but it's dark. I mean, it's probably, I don't know what time it is right now, but I haven't been down a dark track like this in a while. But once I got down there, he found exactly where that 1,000-foot marker was. But he came over before the run, and he said, okay, girl, I'm going to push. I'm going to push really hard on it. And then he got this big smile on his face, and it was almost kind of, uh-oh, I'm scared right now. What do you? And he walked away laughing. So I knew it was going to be a good one if it would get past, you know, get past that Christmas tree. I'd put a good number on the board.
Is that how far you get? I'm sorry, to get to the tree or so?
That was our
once
concern.
It gets there,
that,
you're pretty confident.
I mean, no, not always. But our concern was that if it weren't going to make it, it'd be right off the starting line. And I mean, a few pairs behind me, it looked like they struggled right off the starting line. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It seems, you know, in the past, Grubby runs the car very similar to the way AJ does, and that very hard at the beginning. Does that help that experience that you've had been in a car that runs relatively similarly?
You know, every crew chief I've ever had, you learn something from every person you ever work with. I've worked with a bunch of crew chiefs over the years and loved every single one of them. And you take a piece of everything you've learned from each one of them. And it's built me into the driver I am today. I'm very thankful for Alan Johnson and Brian Houston. I love those guys. And, you know, they just came off a win a few weekends ago. But, again, I picked up so much from them. And now with a new team, I'm going to learn a lot more from them. We're going to have our terrible weekends, our rough weekends, but we're going to have our great weekends as well.